This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear how the Jewish leadership plots to put Jesus to death, and how Jesus, full of divine knowledge and power, avoids capture until he willingly accepts his passion. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to build the virtue of gratitude so we can grow in happiness by joyously thanking the Almighty Father for the Word made flesh. We'll also consider the importance for every Catholic man to grow in the virtue of diligence so he can do his duty to proclaim Christ and Christ's truth to those who either deny or don't know Jesus. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. At everycatholicman.com, you can also find a daily devotion, just like this one, for every day of the year. To find it, go to everycatholicman.com and look at the top menu for today's devotion. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 11, verses 45 through 56. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and seen what he did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs. If we let him go on like this, everyone will believe in him, and the Romans will come and destroy both our holy place and our nation." But one of them, Caiaphas, who was the high priest that year, said to them, "You know nothing at all. You do not understand that it is expedient for you that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation should not perish." He did not say this of his own accord, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Jesus would die for the nation, and not for the nation only, but to gather into one the children of God who were scattered abroad. So from that day, they took counsel about how to put him to death. Jesus, therefore, no longer went about openly among the Jews, but went from there to the country near the wilderness, to a town called Ephraim, where he stayed with the disciples. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's look deeper at this chilling account of how the Jewish leadership decide to kill Jesus. Jesus' miraculous raising of Lazarus from the dead was witnessed by his apostles, Lazarus' sisters, and many Jews from Jerusalem who had arrived to mourn the death of Lazarus. While many believed in Jesus because he raised Lazarus, some were treacherous spies sent by the Jewish leadership in Jerusalem. The chief priests and the Pharisees had already sought to arrest and to kill Jesus multiple times, including attempting to stone him to death on at least two occasions, for they refused to believe that Jesus was the true Messiah. Now, with overwhelming proof of his miracles, the Jewish council, called the Sanhedrin, switches tactics. They will justify their murder of Jesus by rationalizing that it will protect the Jewish people from uprising and being wiped out by the Romans. Caiaphas, the longtime leader of the Sanhedrin, ridicules the council's hand-wringing fear and says, "It is expedient that one man should die for the people and that the whole nation should not perish." Caiaphas's statement is full of irony. Despite his evil and ignorance of Jesus, Caiaphas unintentionally reveals that Jesus' death will actually give life to those Jews and Gentiles who believe in him. It is precisely because many of the Jewish people in Jerusalem do not believe in Jesus' life-saving death that Jerusalem and the temple will be destroyed by the Romans in 70 AD, just as Jesus had predicted. See the Gospel of Matthew chapter 24, verse 2. In fact, hundreds of thousands of Jews will die in the Jewish uprising against the Romans in 70 AD. Aware that the Jewish leadership was now completely committed to killing him and actively plotting to do so, Jesus withdraws with his disciples to a small town near their wilderness. Completely in control of his destiny, the Son of God intentionally waits for the Passover feast before he returns to Jerusalem. Jesus will transform the Passover memorial of the deliverance of Israel from the Egyptian slavery into the Easter memorial of his passion and resurrection, which will deliver all men who repent and believe in him from the enslavement to sin and eternal death. Well, let's look at a couple of ways a man can grow in awe of Jesus Christ by reflecting upon today's gospel. Marvel at how Jesus, the Son of God, accomplishes the salvation of mankind. With perfect divine knowledge and divine power, Jesus fulfills God the Father's will by repeatedly confronting the unreceptive Jewish leadership in Jerusalem with his gospel. Jesus remains in complete control of how the events of his passion will unfold. Jesus plans and orchestrates the saving action of his passion and resurrection by allowing the Jews and the Romans to collude and to murder him. Well, let's look at a few ways a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Joyously thank the Almighty Father that the Word became flesh. Realize, God, in his infinite mercy, through the incarnation, the Word became flesh, so men might receive the eternal gift of joy and peace and happiness that comes to those who are received into his kingdom of heaven. Believe. Reflect upon the truth that the Word became flesh. See the Catechism paragraphs 456 through 460. Pray. Almighty Father, help me build the virtue of gratitude, a part of justice, so I frequently remember and give thanks for the great blessing that your Son became flesh and the promise of the eternal joy, peace, and happiness of your kingdom of heaven. Amen. Well, here's another way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Proclaim Christ to the many who deny truth. Realize, the truth of God has always been rejected by some men. Adam, the Jewish leadership during the incarnation, and many men today. Every Catholic man is called to proclaim the truth of God to those who do not yet believe. Believe. Reflect upon the lay faithful. See the Catechism paragraphs 897 through 913 and 940 through 943. Pray. Jesus, divine priest, prophet, and king, help me grow in the virtue of diligence, a part of temperance, so I work hard to fulfill my duty to be a priest, prophet, and king who joyously proclaims your truth to non-believers and draws many through you to your holy Catholic Church. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, build the virtue of gratitude so you can joyously thank the Almighty Father that the Word became flesh. And second, grow in the virtue of diligence so you can proclaim Christ to the many who still deny the truth. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks. He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.